Lawmakers again are gearing up to debate trade. President Bush wants fast-track authority, the ability to negotiate new trade deals that Congress can approve or oppose but can't change. The bill just barely made it through the House of Representatives. Senate Democrats say it won't clear the Senate without a companion measure expanding protections for workers hurt by trade. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
Melvin Quesada recently lost his job in a New Mexico copper mine, and his bills are mounting.
I have no health insurance. Me and my wife have no health insurance. I can't afford it.
The legislation the Senate has tied to Fast Track would help workers like Quesada, who lose jobs to foreign competition. Many more would qualify for extended unemployment benefits and training. And for the first time, the government would help them pay for health insurance. Howard Rosen, chairman of the Coalition to Reform Trade Adjustment Assistance, says this is a big step.
Because we're going to be setting some precedents here by saying that it is legitimate to help unemployed people meet their health care expenditures. We rejected that when it came to the bill for economic stimulus. And so it will be important to see how this goes. We're not out of the woods.
In fact, differences over how to help with health care could jeopardize the whole trade package. Unions and Democrats say the government should pay three-quarters of what it costs for laid-off workers to keep their employee health insurance plans. Bruce Stokes, who covers economics for the National Journal, says this has set off alarms.
Republicans are very wary of this, and many oppose it. They say it is the camel's nose under the tent, that this is really an attempt to begin to provide a national health care to people.
And employers fear the burden could eventually fall to them. Kate Sullivan is director of health care policy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. She says, what if the government runs out of money for subsidies?
They very well could come around to the employer and say, the government can't afford this anymore. Now we want the employer to pick up the additional premiums that the government had taken on.
Republicans want to provide tax credits to help laid-off workers purchase the private insurance of their choice. But unions argue that individual workers shouldn't be forced to fend for themselves. Joanne Volk is a lobbyist for the AFL-CIO.
Anyone who has a chronic condition, a pre-existing condition, or even a sports injury from college or hay fever, what we would consider minor things, makes it impossible for them to get coverage. It would be unaffordable, or they would get coverage with significant limits on the benefits.
And while many Republicans fear any step toward national health insurance, the unions worry about a slippery slope in the other direction. Right now, Volk says, most Americans get their insurance through their employer. With individual tax credits for private insurance, she says, fewer employers would feel the need to provide company insurance plans.
We know that some would like to see the end of the employer-based health system and instead go with the tax credits, and they're using this as an opportunity to accomplish that.
Republicans say their goal is simply to help laid-off workers and get an important piece of trade legislation passed. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick.
This bill should be about trade, not developing some new entitlement program. That debate can take place in another forum at another time. That's not what this bill is about.
But Howard Rosen of the Coalition to Reform Trade Adjustment Assistance disagrees.
Trade policy in this country is becoming increasingly a debate over health care. And it's because we refuse to deal with the social safety net. And so we deal with it through the back door of trade policy because the interests for more liberal trade policy, that is the business community, are so strong. They want it so much that they are willing to pay a small price on the social safety net in order to get what they want on the trade side.
Rosen says the fact is that all laid-off workers need help, not just those displaced by trade. And that's why all sides are watching this debate so closely. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.